pleas to block a recently approved $1 billion fertiliser plant in WA have been heard by the federal government. Traditional owners had been heavily pressuring the Environment Minister to intervene in the construction of the planned Burrup Peninsula plant, which they say removes their cultural property, the world's oldest rock art. Here's traditional owner Raylene Cooper speaking to RM Breakfast earlier this week.
Right now, currently, today, possibly, tomorrow, possibly, there'll be a Duncan George again, another disaster, a reckless behaviour and irresponsible behaviour from our now government.
That's Raylene Cooper, a traditional owner, speaking to us before the pause. Overnight, Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek has told the company behind the project, Perdaman, to pause any construction work while her office assesses the concerns that have been put to them. Linda Burney is the Federal Minister for Indigenous Australians. Linda Burney, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
How long will this pause be in place for?
My understanding it is for 30 days, but there is obviously legal issues at play, so I'll be very careful in what I'm saying. You are absolutely correct. The Environment Minister, Tanya Plibersek, is considering a Section 9 application that's within her responsibilities to do so, and she's certainly spoken to me about it. I've actually visited the Burrup Peninsula. It's an amazing place. It's so amazing that there is an application to the World Heritage Body in UNESCO between the traditional owners and the West Australian government on foot at the moment.
When I had traditional owner Raylene Cooper on the program this week, she said she invited you to tour the area with her. She wants you to do that. Will you accept that offer?
Look, I haven't had any direct conversations with Raylene, but obviously that is an invitation that should be accepted. I have actually visited there. There is petroglyphs absolutely everywhere, and the company that you're referring to, Perdaman, has agreed to cease work while the application is being decided.
She also told me that you said you didn't see any rock art in the area.
Well, I'm not quite sure where that's come from, Patricia, because I certainly saw lots of rock art. And my visit there was incredibly memorable. I remember how close the ocean was, and just the proliferation of rock art was absolutely astounding. And the actual term that you hear from First Nations people, the country is singing to me, or the land is talking to me, it's absolutely felt there, and it's a living, breathing thing when it comes to First Nations people, and that's the importance of heritage.
Indigenous heritage is obviously incredibly important. And yes. Even the report that came out after the Duncan George travesty for this country, which is just unspeakable that actually happened, was never again. Will you ensure that there is never again, that this sort of thing never happens under your watch?
We'll do our very, very best to do so. Patrick Dodson and member for Lingiari at the time, Warren Snowden, participated in the investigation into Duncan, and it was considered very seriously by the Labor Party when we were in opposition. And there is also a commitment that we will develop a standalone cultural heritage legislation, and that's a very firm commitment from the Labor Party going forward.
And there has to be a sense of urgency around this, given projects like this. I mean, there's a 30-day pause, but clearly the legislation won't be ready for post 30 days. How will you deal with this dilemma?
So Tanya Plibersek, the Environment Minister, and myself, meeting with the Aboriginal Heritage Alliance in the first sitting of Parliament, and we'll take our direction from that group. I've met them once, and they are a very impressive group of people that have a deep understanding of heritage and the importance of it and the protection of it. And, of course, I've met with the international head of Rio Tinto, who were responsible for Juukan, and received an apology from him, and have an ongoing discussion with the company. And I do think you're right, Patricia, that Juukan was a massive wake-up call, not just within Australia, but the outcry was from around the world, and I think that was very much listened to, and it has moved the dial substantially in Australia about the importance of Aboriginal cultural heritage, that it is all our heritage, and it is the oldest in the world.
It certainly is. Do you believe traditional owners have been properly consulted on this project so far?
Look, I'm not in a position to say whether they have or they have not. Obviously, what we've heard from the Raylene, the person that you referred to earlier, feels that there hasn't been consultation. But I can assure you absolutely that the Environment Minister, myself and our government is taking this absolutely seriously, particularly in the wake of Juukan.
Let's move to some other issues also in front of you at the moment. And if you're just tuning in, this is Radio National Breakfast, and our guest is the Minister for Indigenous Australia.
Few.
You've got a few. Linda Burney. Linda Burney, the opposition committed to keeping an open mind on this referendum for a voice to Parliament. Have you advanced that at all? They say they need more detail. Have you provided them more detail to try to get them on board?
I have met with Julian Lesser and have had some discussions with him. I haven't had any direct discussions with all of the opposition. I've met with the crossbench and obviously talking to the Greens. I know that the Prime Minister has raised this issue with all the First Ministers at the National Cabinet to get an in-principle agreement on moving forward and supporting a referendum. I am really, I'm really emboldened, Patricia, by the incredible support out there in the community. But I also know that this has to be, we have to make the argument properly, and we are doing so, that this enshrinement of a voice in the Constitution is not just symbolism. It has to have, and this is absolutely and properly what the opposition is saying, it has to have real live impacts on the lives of First Nations people in the community. And I completely accept that, and that is why the enshrinement of voice is so very, very important.
Indigenous academic and co-chair of the senior design group on The Voice, Marcia Langton, has warned of a danger in asking Australians to vote for a voice in Parliament without actually being able to give them the detail. And she wants legislation for it to be legislated so there's an architecture, an answer. Do you think that's possible and it should happen that way?
Look, the points that I want to make are these, that this is not just symbolic, it is going to have real impacts on the lives of First Nations people. The second point is that I'm not going to be rushed into timelines. We will do this properly. And the work that Marcia, people like Marcia and Tom and others have done over the last 10 years will be absolutely fundamental to the way in which we move forward. We'll put in place appropriate governance structures to oversee the process. But at the end of the day, this is about the Australian community. This is a referendum of the Australian people. It is a huge undertaking. And I've heard you talk many times about how high a mark referendum change is in Australia. There's been something like 44 referendums and 8 have been successful. And probably someone as young as yourself, Patricia, has never voted in a successful referendum. So there's a whole education package that we need to do. And your point about how much detail will be put out there. There will be lots of information put out there over the coming months and the lead up to the referendum whenever we're going to hold it. But I will be informed by people I will consult with, including the parliament, including my own party, and including First Nations people and the broader Australian community. It is a huge undertaking, and the task is about bringing people with you, creating partnerships across the whole spectrum of the Australian community. That is how you get a successful referendum.
Now, the Prime Minister has said you don't need bipartisanship to go forward, but do you want bipartisanship? Do you think it's risky not to have it?
The ideal is to have bipartisanship, of course, but I agree with the Prime Minister that the Australian community is ready for this change. We will seek bipartisanship, and I would find it incredulous for people not to support what is a very generous and gracious ask. Remember that this is an advisory body only. It is not usurping the sovereignty of the parliament. It is not a third chamber. It is a gracious request from First Nations people to permanently enshrine a voice in the Constitution, completing our birth certificate. And the final point that I'd make is, as far back as John Howard, Tony Abbott, Scott Morrison, Malcolm Turnbull, all of those people have in one way or another wanted recognition in the Australian Constitution of First Nations people. And this is how we're going to do it.
The way it progresses through Parliament, the enabling legislation, is really key here. Is it your view that there will be equally funded no and yes campaigns, or can it be designed? Like, can you walk me through that? Because that's quite key, and it hasn't really been covered enough.
That's a very good point. The Attorney General is the appropriate person to talk to about this, because it'll be his job to bring in the enabling legislation, including legislation to create a referendum. You can't just say we're going to have a referendum. There's got to be legislation, an agreement that a referendum will take place, and whether or not there needs to be changes to the Referendum Act will answer the very question that you're posing, Patricia, and that is, will there be a funded yes or no case? No decision has been made about that, but certainly it will be made very clear when those decisions are going to be, will be made.
Just finally, you say you don't want to be rushed to a timeline, but is next year the plan, or if it's not cooked or ready in your view, are you prepared to delay it?
This will be done properly. There is no set timeline, except it will happen in the first term of our government. The Prime Minister has made that incredibly clear. And obviously, that is one of the key questions that we'll be consulting on. And I'm sorry I can't give you an answer today, but we will do this properly, we will do it thoroughly, and we will do it by way of building coalitions.
Linda Burney, I'll see you in Garma next week.
See you in Garma.
That's the Federal Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.